The South Bend Symphony Orchestra has been on the rebound since 2013. For the last 2 years, they've been in the process of hiring a new music director. Alistair Willis will take the podium for the first time on Saturday. Willis's hire is the most recent major leadership change for the orchestra. The other was the hire of a new executive director 2 years ago.
It was literally the third day of my job here.
That's executive director Agnieszka Rachmetalayev. She says her first task in 2015 was finding a new music director.
I started on September 28th. We, held the first meeting on that Wednesday.
Rachmetalayev says there were 170 applicants, which were whittled down to five finalists who came to South Bend for a week of meetings, rehearsals, and an audition concert.
Even for me, a week is a long time.
Willis says the process was the most involved of any job audition he's experienced.
Usually it's not a 20-minute interview and we'll give you a call. You know, you're here for the whole week doing all sorts of things.
Rachmetalayev says it was important to the orchestra to allow supporters from the community to have input in such a big decision. She says that's been key to SBSO's success.
We are only as good and as strong and as solid as those relationships that we build, not just with individual people, but also out in the community with our community partners, and I think that's a huge portion of our success.
She says as the organization grows, they will develop a new strategic plan and solicit community involvement. Community engagement in the orchestra has been a boon to its bottom line as well. The SBSO finished the last 2 years with what board president Kyle Everett calls a healthy surplus.
I think that really comes back to efforts that we've put in marketing and in widening our donor base and in really developing this development plan. But ultimately, it comes back to, I think, the quality of our product.
Orchestras around the country have been doing better in recent years. A study from the League of American Orchestras shows municipal orchestras have grown in audience size and revenue. However, overall orchestras are seeing modest increases in single ticket revenues, about 6%. The South Bend Symphony has seen a 95% increase in single ticket revenue between 2013 and 2017. Ticket sales make up 20% of SBSO's budget. The rest comes from donors and subscribers, which Everett says have grown as well.
We've finished the last two fiscal years with huge surpluses. Our season attendance numbers have gone up, our subscriptions, and again, our donations have gone up.
The symphony has also upped the number of free community performances. Rachmetalayev says for the upcoming season, there will be 20 paid performances and 54 free ones.
It's a wonderful opportunity to bond with the community, to go out there. A lot of those people that are participating in those performances cannot participate in our regular concerts. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to bring live classical music and the joy out to them as a service to the community.
Willis says he's looking forward to all the performances and to spending time in South Bend.
I mean, who wouldn't want to be part of an institution that has such big support, that is going forward, that has so much going for it, and the future is bright, and to be a part of creating that next vision. I mean, this is, oh yeah, and also I love to conduct as well, you know.
Willis says he plans to move to South Bend soon, but right now he's commuting from his family's home in Seattle.
My job is just to do my job, to give to the community, give to the orchestra institution, and we'll just see what happens as a result of that. Because I'm getting a lot back too, which is wonderful.
He has a 4-year contract with the symphony, but says he's not planning on moving on anytime soon.
The welcome that I've had here, the musicians, how they played last night. I mean, who knows? It could be 48 years. I mean, who knows? Who knows?
This Saturday's performance will open with Philip Rothman's Overture for Our City, a piece Willis chose, followed by Heinrich Wolfgang Korngold's Violin Concerto and Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 1, Titan. The South Bend Symphony is joined in concert by Rachel Barton Pine on violin. The performance starts at 7:30 at the Morris Performing Arts Center in downtown South Bend. For WVPE, I'm Jennifer Weingart.